It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman, because I'm nice.
Yes.
Boobies!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've got our final buzz segment. Want to remind you that tomorrow we've got a big, fat show for you. Richard Belzer.
Oh, I love him.
Who actually used to work in this studio.
He was the morning guy before Howard.
He was. That's a long time ago. And then, of course, he went on to the show Homicide and also Law and Order. Mm-hmm. Buzz is a big fan of Richard Belzer.
Very much so.
He's been the same detective through all those shows,
right? He was
right?
Detective Munch on Homicide. He was Detective Munch on Law and Order. And he's even made a guest shot on another show as Detective Munch.
I've always, you know, with that name, always... Hope that his middle name wasn't Az. Also, we will have Dave Price from The Early Show on CBS. He'll be here in studio.
Funny man.
And he'll be paneling with us. So he'll be sitting
us.
Yeah, shampooing us with his big manly hands.
But gentle.
And then one of my favorite people in the world, John Walsh from America's
cool
Most
guy.
Wanted. He will be on the show, and we'll talk to him about everything. I love that guy, and John Walsh is a great interview, mm-hmm. and I really think he's done an awful lot of good for a lot of people. So that's all coming up on tomorrow's show.
Uh-huh.
But we got business to take care of right now.
We do.
It's our last buzz of the afternoon. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Even though Hillary Clinton won Kentucky by a landslide, it continues to be too little too late. And Barack Obama has now passed a major milestone by winning a majority of the pledged Democratic delegates.
Mm-hmm.
Obama continues to outdistance Clinton in getting money from supporters as
Hell
well.
Hell yeah.
His campaign.
Was that Obama?
Yes, that was Barack Obama, Rob.
Hell yeah.
That's part of his acceptance speech.
Exactly, Barack Obama.
Barack's campaign raised $31 million last month, and Clinton is now reportedly in debt by that same amount, $31 million.
They should cancel each other out then.
Well, I think she's going to be going to his campaign and asking for help, but I hear there's already a lot of headbutting going on.
Until she steps out of the race, it will continue to be such.
Mm-hmm.
Her campaign spent nearly $10 million just in the last month. A lot of the money she raised came from her last primary win. She's hoping yesterday's win will raise some more money as she continues staying in the race.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If the election were held today, and by gosh, don't you wish it were.
that's Letterman.
John,
I love it when you impersonate Dave.
John McCain,
Buzz does impressions, too.
He does.
Really does.
But doesn't that capsulize everyone's feelings
and
about
don't
it?
You wish it were.
John McCain would beat either Democratic candidate here in Virginia. Virginia Commonwealth University did a survey for
Yay!
The Washington Post.
The Rams!
VCU Rams. Their survey shows McCain beating Obama here by 8 points and beating Hillary by 9.
He's nuts.
Nationally, however, it's a different story. Nationally, Obama beats McCain by 8 points. And
I wouldn't put a lot of stock in anything VCU decided.
VCU with that great graduation torch ceremony they had.
No, that's Colgate, Mike. Our graduation ceremony was try to be on time.
With a hangover, that's just like AU.
Exactly.
No torches, just matches. It's quite a gain for Obama. Since last month, he and McCain were tied. Observers say the gain Obama has made over Clinton has helped him appear stronger against McCain. Obama now leads Clinton nationally by 25 points. Experts say McCain's also been hurt by the help that he's been getting from President Bush.
So June, this whole thing is over. And incidentally, mm-hmm. June is busting out all over.
Very
June,
close.
This whole thing
Very
ends.
Close.
Then we have a little bit of a respite.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a Republican convention. And
right.
then in August, we have a Democratic convention. And then we wait till November. So it'll be down to a dull roar for a little bit.
Very
and then,
soon.
Then they'll ramp it back up again. And I think people will be into it by the time November rolls around.
In the off chance that Hillary doesn't throw in the towel in June, even though she said she would.
That'll be, I mean,
oh
if
gosh.
She doesn't, Rob, that's a disaster. I mean, that really will be something. They'll have to figure it out by August. I don't think there's any way she goes beyond June.
Because it could come down to fighting at the convention, and that would be bad for the party, right?
It would be bad for the party, but pretty incredible for TV ratings.
Great television.
It really would be. I tell you, as much as I'd like to see, a new administration
right.
and see a change, that'd be kind of riveting.
Now that you could use Michael Buffer for.
It's get ready to rumble. Sue me, Michael.
Topic change. Three words I have for you. Three words. Cancer-sniffing dogs.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Japanese company has trained a dog to literally sniff out cancer.
But
in
that's
a human
only
being.
If you have it in the butt.
No.
Butt cancer.
It's not the only place.
It only works with butt cancer.
I see your line of thinking, and it's logical.
Okay.
But no, it's more than just that.
Really?
This is a black lab named Marine. It's a female. She can sniff out...
He's a good dog.
She can sniff out lung, breast, prostate, and skin cancer at their earliest, most detectable, most treatable stages.
And it's kind of fun, I guess, getting the test.
If you like that sort of thing, bring peanut butter.
Wow.
Sadly, Maureen has done battle with a disease of her own, and at 6.5, she's now unable to reproduce. But all is not lost. Maureen, this cancer-sniffing dog, is now being cloned by a company in South Korea.
Oh, no, South Korea.
The kind of dog.
Go to buffet at Ferox Mall.
Oh, Michael Mira.
As part of the deal, the dog trainers get one of the two pups. The dog cloners get the other. So there'll be even more cancer-sniffing dogs.
Yeah, just picture a guy like in a space-age uniform. I'm a dog cloner. Hi, this is a lovely pooch. Would you like me to clone it? It will die someday. Would you like a new model? I am a dog cloner.
And funny. If you wonder what cancer smells like, you'd have to go into Jason Veazey's studio.
That's because the trash hasn't been emptied yet.
Oh, that's what that is.
Trash can full of cancer.
Hungry?
This brings us to the company in California that's just won the exclusive U.S. rights to clone dogs and cats.
Oh, hey, they must be excited.
So your dog, whatever he sniffs, can be with you always.
Carla, you can clone Beluga.
I bet it's pricey.
Little farting machine Beluga, you can clone him.
Or your cat.
We're going out for steak tonight. I'm going to bring a piece of steak home for Beluga.
Keep it in your pocket.
So he can stink up the room, because he can sniff out cancer.
Cancer-sniffing dog.
What a weird world we live in.
This California cat cloning company uses...
Oh, you did that on purpose again.
I did that on the fly.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. Wow. It's not here.
California cat cloning company.
And dogs, but that didn't fit.
Tell us about your California cat cloning company, Casanova.
They use the same technology that was used for...
A valiant effort,
for
Mike.
Dolly the sheep, same technology.
I crapped out on the cat cloning company comment.
Yes.
The company, BioArts of Mill Valley, California, also works in the medical field, just so you know.
Okay.
Could we clone Joe?
I think it'd be easy.
How?
You just find his last piece of half-eaten barbecue chicken.
But would you?
Take his saliva. He eats like a dog. It'd just be easy to find the saliva.
Joe can smell cancer.
He'd come back as part Joe, part masterpiece barbecue sauce.
Just he would sweat barbecue sauce.
He would.
The water shortage in Roseville, California is getting scary.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's dry in that part of of California.
How dry is it, Ed?
It is so dry, the squirrels are soaking their nuts.
Hey!
But you're telling the truth, right?
There hasn't been much melted snow from the nearby mountains over the last couple of years. It's so dry, city officials are considering paying residents to rip up their lawns and replace the grass with rocks, plants that don't require much water, and mulch. Non-flammable mulch, I presume.
I want to ask seriously Dave Price tomorrow when he comes in here about the fact that we've been all bitching about how cool and rainy odd it's been this May around our area.
Damn.
You know, if you look at those national weather maps, which he does every day, it appears to me that it's 120 degrees in Los Angeles this week.
Like Fresno was 121 this week.
I mean, really ridiculous. And, you know, everybody says, you know, how many people do you hear say, hey, global warming, what kind of May are we having? No. Ass at, it's temperature extremes.
Yeah, climate change.
That's what we have to be worried about.
That's what it's about.
You know
that's what's
going to
screw up the rivers.
Let's clone Dave Price.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, now we'll have something to do, though.
All right, he'll be here tomorrow. You bring the swab.
The program, if it's approved this week, the program of paying people to rip up their lawns, that would start in July in Roseville, California.
So you put down rocks or mulch in place of the lawns.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? I mean, they're in the desert anyway.
Exactly. And, you know, that brings up an excellent point. A lot of communities in California are pretending that they don't live in the desert. And
right.
They plant lawns and water them, and that's the only thing that's keeping them alive.
You want to figure it out just to, you know, ride on the highways in California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ride around L.A. Mm-hmm. on the freeway system and look at the side of the road. That's the real place.
Right. Well, the water shortage is such that restaurants are being asked not to serve water unless requested. You've heard of that kind of thing before. And car washes.
I don't have to worry about that at all.
Car wash is now all but verboten.
Yeah, I don't need any water in my glass. Just put a little something brown. I got to go to the couch. Try my celebrity roast with Dorf on golf.
Three more words for you. Nuclear plant explosives. When we continue.
Oh, man, what a tease that is. The lady was screaming.
Well, she's upset.
You make me so afraid.
She pulled up her yard and put down rocks.
Oh, before we do that, hold on a second.
What?
There we go. That's right, Prize Pigs. It's a chance for you to win big. On the line right now, yes, we know you love the wrestling, and we got plenty of it. WWE's Monday Night Raw at the Verizon Center, July 28th. The 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636. I'm sorry, 106.7, right? is it's not 36-36, it's 106-7. No, I isn't think, that the? Did I have it right? I screwed up. I've got a total cranial cramp on the phone number right now.
Mike, go
and they're looking at me like they don't know.
No, it's it 411. Is
877-365-3636.
You had it right.
Get on the line to win the tickets to the wrestling. And
you go home and lay down with a cool cloth.
It'll feature Triple H, John Cena, Randy Orton, and more. Get your tickets at the Verizon Center box office or Ticketmaster, and you can call right now. Be caller 100. You'll be the big winner, and we will be back with more right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.